今天早上我们要来查考彼得的成长与改变。
And this morning we'd like to study the spiritual transformation and growth of Peter.
首先请我们来看彼得前书。
Let us first refer to 1 Peter.
第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书的第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
所以你们既然除去一切的恶毒、诡诈，并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话，第二节
，verse two，
就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们渐渐渐长，以至于得救。这里保罗在提到我们信主的过程。
Here Paul describes
彼得在提到我们信主的过程。
Here Peter describes the process of believing in the Lord.
他说，好像出生的婴孩。
Verse 2 says like newborn babies.
然后爱慕灵奶，然后渐渐长大。
Crave a pure spiritual milk so that by it you may grow up.
不管我们年纪多大，在我们信主耶稣的那一个时刻，我们是出生的婴孩。
It doesn't matter how old you are. The moment you believe in Jesus, in spirit, you're as good as newborn baby.
那婴孩会不断的成长。
And newborn babies will grow.
到最后长大成人。
And became grown-ups.
有大人的样式。
And physically looks like an adult.
在属灵上我们是婴孩。
Spiritually, we are still newborn babies.
啊，渐渐成长到最后有长大的样式，就是基督的样式。
And then we'll gradually grow up spiritually, eventually to have, the likeness of Christ.
那彼得在这里其实也是在描写他个人信仰的历程。
Peter also here, describes, actually his personal spiritual growth.
在主耶稣拣选他的时候，他是渔夫。
When Jesus first chose him, he was just merely a fisherman.
那到主耶稣复活升天以后，
So after Jesus' crucifixion and ascension,
我们可以看到彼得的信仰有相当的成长。
We can see the growth of Peter's faith.
所以在他写的书信里面，还有四福音里面，我们对照来看，看彼得的信仰有在进步。
So if we would compare to the letters that Peter wrote with that of what recorded in the Gospels, you can see this growing process.
有时候我们听一个信徒在讲话，觉得说，诶，你怎么现在讲的跟去年不一样？
Sometimes when we, just listening to conversations among believers, we'll say, well, you seems that you have changed a little bit.
那这有时候这是好现象。
And sometimes these are changes for the good.
你今天讲的跟去年不一样，表示你有在进步。
And you're more well-versed, the things you talk represents the improvement over last year.
所以对神的心意了解不一样，因此你的意见就不一样。
And because you have a deeper and different understanding of the Lord, therefore you're showed in your words.
那如果一个人信主啊，从信主那一天一直到死的那一天，对一些事情的讲法都一样。
And so if a person talks the same and think about the same way from the day he was reborn to the day he passed away,
也很有可能这一点都没有在进步。
And it is possible that he did not grow at all.
所以对一些事情看法想法都一样。
And so he would still has his own personal thoughts and concepts.
那在圣经里面我们看到很多的人都一直在成长。
In the Bible, we can see many people are growing constantly.
亚伯兰75岁的时候，神呼召他。
Abraham, at the age of 75, God called him.
我们看到他在献独生子的时候，成长很大。
And we can see how Abraham grew when God commanded him to offer Isaac.
那这个中间，他遇到很多的环境上的困难。
There was a lot of tribulations or difficulties in the process.
然后在这个困难当中，他不断一直当作踏脚石，一直往上爬。
In the midst of these difficulties, he treat them as stepping stones so that he can climb higher.
摩西从出生到120岁。
And Moses lived 120 years old.
我们从他写的这个摩西五经可以看到他一直在成长。
We can see from the five book of Moses, we can see the growth of Moses.
所以你可以看到他40岁、80岁、120岁，他的龄程都不太一样。
And he had a different spiritual level when he was 40 years old, 80 and 120.
以利亚、以利沙，他们都一直在成长。
Elijah, they also spiritually grew.
所以现在我们将近了1999年的年尾。
And this is as close to the end of 1999.
新的一年又要开始了。
And a new year or a new millennium will begin.
我们要想想看我们信主到底有几年了。
So how long have you been believing in Jesus?
那在这个几年当中我们是不是有一不断的一直在进步。
And in all these years of believing in the Lord, have you pursued spiritual growth?
这个成长就是一种改变。
And changes come with growth.
那改变本身就是一种见证。
And these changes itself serve as a witness of our growth.
所以有时候我们说我都没有什么神迹其实可以见证。
And some people say, well, I don't have anything to testify.
但是如果我们信仰真的有在成长。
But if we are spiritually growing up.
那个就是见证。
And the growing itself is a testimony.
比方说
For example,
我十年前对工作的看法跟我现在对工作的看法有什么不同。
Like my concept of work and career 10 years ago versus today.
那这个不同就是一种见证。
And the difference, the change, it's a witness, a testimony.
我刚刚在赚钱的时候跟我现在在赚钱我对这个钱的看法有什么不同。
And my concept of money when I first started making money, and how I think about money today,That's also something we can bear witness.
那这个不同的地方就是一种见证。
And the difference, again, serve as a witness of our growth.
所以见证不一定是指着啊大病不死这个神迹奇事。
So testimony or bear witness does not necessarily mean, oh, you involved in a serious car accident or the Lord cure you from your terminal illness.
也指着神在我们身上的工作这种真正的改变。
You also,can come from the transformations from our lives.
那在彼得的身上我们可以看到他的成长也可以说是从属肉体变成属灵的一种改变。
And the transformation of Peter has to do with what previously belongs to the flesh, but now belongs to the spirit.
从以自我为中心到成以神为中心。
From what was previously self-centered, but now God-centered.
那这个改变是不简单的。
And that was not a small transformation.
这个改变是因为神的能力在他身上。
And the reason why he was able to go through it was because he has the power of God.
是他的追求，但是也是因为神在帮助他，他才能够改变。
Indeed, he strived to make himself better, but it was also the grace and the power of God to enable it.
所以有时候我们觉得说，我们很难改变我们的家人。
Sometimes we say, well, it's very difficult to change what's happening in the family.
你每一次要改变你的家人，你都觉得很失望。
You try to change your family members, you often have nothing to show for.
为什么？
Why is that?
我们都很难改变自己。
Because it's very difficult for us to change ourselves.
那我们怎么去改变家人呢？
If you can't change yourself, how do you change your family members?
那如果我们能够改变自己，我们才有可能改变别人。
Only if then that you can change yourself, then you may have a possibility to change others.
但是当一个人想要改变自己的时候，他发现自己是无能为力的。
But when a person tries to change himself, you'll see that he is powerless.
所以这个先知书里面说，古时人如果能够改变皮肤，豹如果能够改变斑点，你们就可以改变。
So in the book of the prophets, it says that if the people of Cush can change the color of their skin, and if the lepers can remove the dots from the skins, and then you can change your personality.
古时人就是现在的非洲人。
And the people of in Cush represent they're actually the people in Africa.
皮肤是黑的。
And they have darker skins.
他的一生能够改变吗？
And can they change the skin?
洗澡再洗，洗了几十年还是黑的，不会变。
And they can take multiple showers every day. Their skin will remain dark.
那个豹出生下来就一点一点的斑点。
And leopards will have those little dots.
那到死了还是一点点的斑点。
And when a leper is dead, still got those dots.
没有办法改变的。
It's impossible to remove.
所以这些先知说，以色列百姓，你们是没有办法改变的。
Therefore, the prophet says it is impossible to rely on self to change our own personality.
这不是表示说对他们绝望。
This doesn't mean that we should just give up.
是要他们对自己绝望，然后才能对神产生希望。
But rather, we should first give up on just relying ourselves, and then we can totally rely on God.
如果一个人在世界上有经历一些辅导的课程，你就发现。
And if you have some counselor counseling kind of trainings in your studies.
辅导是有它的果效，但是非常的小。
You'll realize that counseling has its effects, but not too much.
啊，人基本上是软弱的。
Because human beings are very weak.
但是真正能够改变人的，就是天上的神。
But only the God of heaven can change people.
但是并不是指着、你信神你自然就会改变。
But it doesn't mean that now that you believe in God, so you will change.
我们要有决心。
We must make determination.
然后要靠神。
We must rely on God.
改变才会发生在我们身上。
And then the transformation will occur.
彼得跟从主耶稣三年多。
Peter followed Jesus for three some years.
一直到主耶稣钉十字架为止。
Until the crucifixion.
他还是救人。
And Peter was the old Peter.
他还是自我中心。
He was still self-centered.
他的肉体天天跟耶稣
Physically, he followed Jesus.
但是并没有改变。
But he did not change.
一直到主耶稣升天。
Until Lord Jesus ascended to heaven.
他得到圣灵。
He received the Holy Spirit.
他才真正的改变。
Then he truly transformed.
所以这个信仰的改变不是说我信主受洗了，我五年、十年一定会进步，不一定。
So the transformation of one's faith, does not come automatically after you're baptized.
信仰以后的改变跟时间的长短不是比例算得出来的。
And the level of transformation is not directly proportional to the length of your belief.
在乎个人的决心，还有个人的追求。
It has to do with how you determine and how strong is the determination.
加上神的帮助。
Plus assistance from God.
这个改变才是会真正的改变。
And then this kind of transformations will take place.
我们从彼得的身上可以看到一些例子。
And we can, find a good examples from Peter.
怎么样从属肉改变成为属灵？
How to change from what was previously belonged to the flesh, but now belonged to the spirit.
我们先来看马太福音。
Please refer to the Gospel of Matthew.
16章。
Matthew 16.
马太福音16章。
Matthew 16.
21节
21.
从此以后耶稣才指示门徒他必须上耶路撒冷受祭司长和文士许多的苦并且被杀第三日复活22节
Verse 22.
彼得就拉着他劝他说主啊万不可如此这事必不临到你的身上23节
Verse 23.
耶稣转过来对彼得说撒旦退我后边去吧你是绊我的脚的因为你不体贴神的意思你只体贴人的意思。主耶稣告诉彼得
Here Jesus told Peter
说我要上耶路撒冷去
He said I'm going up to Jerusalem
然后要受祭司长老许多的苦
And I would suffer much in the hands of the chief priests and the teachers of the law
就是要受逼迫
That is Jesus will be persecuted
是为义受逼迫
He'll be persecuted for righteousness sake
而不是因为犯罪受苦
Not that he deserved to be punished
那第三天要复活
And on the third day, he will resurrect.
那彼得跟着主耶稣三年多。
And Peter followed Jesus for three and some years.
如果你跟一个人哦，天天都在一起，不论到哪里都在一起，睡觉也在一起，吃饭也在一起，什么东西都在一起，你不是有一点肉体的感情吗？
And imagine if you stay with a particular person for three some years, you eat, sleep, do everything together. Of course, it's going to be some attachment.
彼得跟主耶稣就是有这个感情。
So Peter has this emotional attachment with Jesus.
在一起久了就有感情了。
So they've been around for three some years. So obviously there is some emotional attachment.
所以当主耶稣说我要被钉十字架。
So when Lord Jesus said, I will be crucified.
啊，彼得说这个事情并不临到你的身上。
Peter said, Lord, this shall never happen to you.
万不可这样。
He said, Lord, this shall never happen to you.
他为什么这样讲？
Why did Peter say that?
因为他爱耶稣。
Because he loved Jesus.
但是问题就是说他这个爱从哪里来的?
But where did this love come from?
是因为他跟主耶稣有肉体上的感情。
It's because he has this emotional, personal attachment with Jesus.
那从主耶稣的立场看来,
But from the perspective of Jesus,
他这个爱是体贴人的意思, 不是体贴神的意思。
This kind of love is from the physical flesh, is not from The Spirit of God.
所谓体贴人的意思的爱就是属肉体的爱属世界的爱
The love that came from the flesh has, is, means love came from this world a love that's personal and emotional.
不是属灵的爱，不是从神来的爱。
It's not from God, and it is not from the Spirit of God.
今天我们爱，我们想，我们爱我们的父母吗？
And today you may ask this question, do we love our parents?
我想我们都爱我们父母。
I think we will say, yes, I love my parents.
我们爱我们的子女吗？
Do we love our children?
我想我们都爱我们的子女。
And I believe we all love our children.
你爱你的配偶吗？
Do you love your spouse?
我想大家都爱你的配偶。
Everybody will say yes, of course I do.
所以过年过节我们所向往的就是全家的团圆。
So, whatever there's vacations or, or holidays, you just want to gather with the family.
但是如果我们再问一个问题。
But if I ask you one more question.
你的爱是体贴人的意思还是体贴神的意思？
Is your love for that the purpose of love is to please what you think is right or to please the will of God?
我想这个每一个人答案就不太一样了。
And then you will see the variations in the answers.
我们常常对我们的子女有爱。
Very often we show our love to our children.
所以我们希望我们子女读最好的学校。
So we want them to study the best schools.
我们希望呢子女身体健康。
We want them to be very healthy.
找最好的工作。
We want them to find the best job.
不错，这个都是爱。
Of course, these are all representation of love.
但是现在问题就是说，我们的爱是不是在神的看法之下？这个是从神的意思来的。
But from the perspective of God, are these love? The will of God.
啊，比方说
，For example，
我们在放假这个时候，我们有学生联谊会。
And this is the holiday season, and we have spiritual convocation during the holiday season.
我们接下去有小孩子联谊会。
And immediately after the senior youth convocation,
we have the 我们的子女很辛苦，已经读了一个 semester 完了。
The J1 and J2 convocations, and our children have been studying very hard at school.
我们出于爱啊，你不要去参加，你就在家里休息啊。
So out of love, we say, oh, you've been studying so hard, why don't you just rest at home?
那这个爱就是从人来的。
And this kind of love is from man.
但如果我们真的爱是属灵的
But if the love is of the spirit,
我们就知道这是一个很难得的机会。
We will realize that this is a very rare opportunity.
同样几天的放假
On the same days off,
你可以在家里睡觉看电视过去了。
Now you can sleep till noon and watch TV.And pass your days.
但是你可以在教会里面读圣经祷告，让你灵得到复兴。
Or you can stay in the church, read Bible and pray and revive your spirituality.
所以我们爱我们的子女。
So even though we love our children,
但这个爱是属肉体的还是属灵的
？But we must ask, is it out of our flesh or it's according to the will of God?
这个就是彼得成长的地方。
So that was the starting point of Peter's growth.
也就是我们成长的地方。
And that should be the starting point of our personal spiritual growth.
那后来这个彼得到了主耶稣复活要升天以前
，And prior to Jesus' ascension.
他对这个爱生命的看法已经不一样了。
And Peter already has a different understanding of loving life or.
他爱耶稣的生命，所以他不希望耶稣钉十字架。
He loved Jesus and he wanted Jesus to preserve his life.
但是到耶稣升天以后
，But after Jesus ascension，
他爱自己的生命，所以他愿意为着主耶稣牺牲他自己的生命。
So because he loved his life, therefore he's willing.To give up his life for Christ.
因为主耶稣说，你如果为了保守自己生命，你就要丧掉生命。
Because Lord Jesus said, whoever tried to preserve his life will lose it.
但是如果为着我的名，你丧掉生命，你就要得到生命。
But whoever loses his life for my name's sake will preserve.
因此主耶稣在升天以前告诉彼得。
So prior to Jesus' ascension, Jesus told Peter.
请看约翰福音二十一章。
Please refer to John chapter 21.
约翰福音二十一章
John 21
十七节
Verse 17
约翰福音二十一章十七节
John 21:17
第三次对他说约翰的儿子西门你爱我吗彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说你爱我吗就忧愁对耶稣说主啊你是无所不知的你知道我爱你耶稣说你喂养我的小羊十八节
18
我实实在在告诉你你年少的时候自己束上腰带子来随往来随意来往但是年老的时候你要伸出手来人要把你束上带到你不愿意去的地方十九节
19
耶稣说这个话是指着彼得要怎样死荣耀神说的所以主耶稣已经预言了彼得要怎么样死
And Lord Jesus has already prophesied the death of Peter.
那彼得的死法跟耶稣死法完全一样。
And the way Peter was martyred was the same as Jesus.
到最后为着传扬得救的福音，他也被钉十字架。
And for the sake of preaching the gospel, Peter was also crucified.
那为什么以前主耶稣钉十字架，他这样的阻挡，现在他自己去被钉十字架呢？
Why is it that previously when Jesus was ready to be crucified, and when Peter tried to stop Jesus, but now Peter himself was willing to be crucified?
因为他对爱的了解已经不一样。
Because he has a different understanding of love.
如果你真的爱一个人，
so if you truly love a person,
你要鼓励他为着神牺牲。
You have to encourage this person to sacrifice for the Lord.
这个就是你爱他的一种表现。
And that is a representation, a demonstration of love.
如果发生在约翰二十一章，主耶稣问彼得说：“我去钉十字架好吗？”我想彼得讲法绝对不一样。
So if right now in John chapter 21, Jesus is about to be crucified, and then and Peter probably will have a different reply.
彼得一定会说：“感谢神，但是我为你祷告，你去钉十字架吧。”
Perhaps Peter will say, "Oh, praise and thank God! I will pray for you to give you strength and please fulfill the will of God."
这是一种成长。
And this is a growing process.
这是一种改变。
This is a change.
所以在我们家庭里面呢，常常会发生这个冲突。
So in our families, we can see this kind of changes.
比方说，我们的子女面对婚姻问题。
For example, how our children view marriage.
常常父母会给他建议。
The parents would often give them suggestions.
你给他建议就是因为你对他的爱。
And you give them suggestions because you love your children.
怕他考虑不够周到，做不正确的决定。
You want them to have a very thorough consideration. You don't want them to make any mistakes.
但是常常我们发现，青年本身很单纯，真的发生问题是父母。
But sometimes we discover that the youth are actually very simple-minded, but the parents are thinking a little bit way too complicated.
青年本身没有什么条件，父母加很多条件。
The youth did not put any conditions or requirements on the future spouse, but the parents add conditions and requirements.
但是这些条件都是属肉体、属世界的。
But most of these conditions and requirements has to do with what you can see in this world.
到最后，教会里面找不到，找到外邦去了。
So obviously couldn't find anything in the church, so they have to go outside.
这个是爱吗？
Could this be love?
当然这是爱。
One may say, yes, of course it is.
因为爱，所以你才有一些条件。
And because you love them, so you want to set these rules and requirements and conditions.
但是这个爱是从神来还是从人来的？
But is this love from men or from God?
这个答案就不太一样。
Again, we'll see variations.
所以信仰的改变就是从属肉体变成属灵。
So a transformation of one's spirituality has to do with changing from flesh to the spirit.
从体贴自己的意思变成体贴神的意思。
From pleasing your own will to please the will of God.
这是一种很大的转变。
And which is a great transformation.
我们先来看哥罗西书。
Please refer to Colossians.
哥罗西书的第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
对不起，腓立比书第一章。
Excuse me, Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心在知识和见识上多而又多。第十节。
Verse 10.
使你们能够分别是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。这个地方，保罗为腓立比教会的信徒不断的祷告。
Here, Paul prayed for the members in Philippi.
不但是你们的爱心要增加。
He prayed so that your love may abound more.
而且在知识和见识上多而又多。
And more in knowledge and depth of insight.
也就是这个爱心要用知识跟见识来带领。
That is, love must grow together with knowledge and the depth of insight.
那这个知识跟见识不是指的世界的知识跟见识。
And this knowledge and the depth of insight is not referring to the earthly knowledge and the worldly insights.
那这个知识跟见识是指的对神的知识，对神的旨意的这种见识。
But rather the knowledge of God and the insight of God's will.
要用这样来引导我们的爱。
And those should serve as the directionsOf where our love may apply.
那我们的生活才能够做一个诚实无过的人。
And then we can live a blameless life.
然后生活会结满仁义果子，叫神得到荣耀。
And then we'll bear the fruit of righteousness to glorify the name of God.
所以这种同样是爱，我们一直在强调爱，但是不太一样啊。
So we often talk about love, but we must discern what kind of love are you talking about?
从属肉体的以自我为中心的属世界的变成属灵的以神为中心的这是爱是不太一样的。
There is a difference between the self-centered love, the love from the physical flesh, than that of the love of God, of the Spirit.
所以如果我们每一个人都能够爱我们的家人用基督道来爱我们的家人
So if everyone could love the family members with the love of Christ,
我们不但会关心我们的家人的得救我们会更会关心我们家人的信仰是不是有一直在成长
Not only we would worry about the salvation of our family members we'll also worry about their spiritual growth
如果我们看到我们的小孩子不喜欢读书你会怎样
And what if one day you discover that your children are quitting school
你知道他将来一定是劳力赚钱不是脑力赚钱
And you'll tell him that you'll think well he's going to have to work with his both handsto put bread on the table.
这是可怜的。
And that's not a good sign.
你一定会很忧心。
And you'll probably be very worried.
如果你的小孩子不吃饭，怎么办？
And what if you discover that your children doesn't want to eat?
该睡觉不睡觉怎么办？
Or they don't want to go to sleep.
你知道，将来身体搞坏了，本钱就没有了。
And you realize that if they ruin their health, then they have nothing to rely on.
所以我们会很忧心。
So of course the parents will worry.
但是我们再想一下。
But think about it.
如果我们的小孩子不信主，你怎么干？你什么感觉
？What happens if your children do not believing in God?
如果我们的小孩子不喜欢读圣经，不喜欢祷告，不喜欢来教会
？What if your children do not like to read the Bible? Do not like to come to the church?
我们伤心吗
？Are you going to be sorrowful?
我们真的有拿一些行动来？使他进步吗
Would you try to do anything to correct the situation?
所以一些很实际的问题我们当一直在回答我们的答案的时候我们就知道我们的爱需要不断的进步
So just by trying to answer these questions we can see that there are works ahead of us
要在知识和见识上多而又多使我们的爱能够在彼得那个属肉体的爱进到主耶稣升天以后那个彼得真正的爱
So we must improve our love and be abound more and more in knowledge and in depth of insight just like Peter's transformation just before Jesus' crucifixion and after Jesus' ascension
我们的家庭不但有世界成功的喜乐我们的家庭更有神同在的喜乐
Then you will find the happiness in your family does not just limit to the physicaland the worldly material enjoyment, but rather the peace and joy of Christ Jesus.
那个喜乐才是真正永远的喜乐。
And that is the eternal peace and joy.
因为那个属灵的喜乐要从地上延到天上。
Because that kind of spiritual joy will extend from this world to the eternal heavenly kingdom.
从今世延到永远。
From the present life to the future life.
那个喜乐就是从我们属灵的爱所产生的。
And that kind of joy and peace originated from our loveIn the spirit.
所以这是一种属灵的进步 so, 属灵的成长
so this
彼得的成长
This is a spiritual progress and we can see that in Peter
那第二个这个属灵的成长就是从、哦、彼得从属血气变成属灵
And a second kind of visible growth was that Peter changed from what was belongs, what previously belonged to the flesh but now belonged to the spirit
我们现在看约翰福音十八章
Please refer to John chapter 18
约翰福音十八章
John 18,
第十节
John 18, verse 10.
约翰十八章第十节
John 18, verse 8.
西门彼得带着一打包就拔出来将大祭司的仆人砍了一刀削他的耳朵。那仆人名叫做马勒古。十一节
Verse 11.
耶稣就对彼得说收刀入鞘吧。我父给我的杯我岂能够不喝呢主耶稣被抓的时候彼得在旁边呢
when others tried to seize Peter Jesus Peter was next to him
彼得马上把刀拔出来
So Peter took out a sword
就把这个大祭司的仆人这个耳朵削掉一半
He drew it and he struck the high priest's servant and cut offhis right ear
其他的圣经里面、啊、主耶稣有说收刀入鞘吧动刀的要死在刀下
in other parts of the Bible, Jesus also said, put away your sword, whoever uses a sword, will be killed by the sword.
我们看彼得很勇敢。
But we can see that Peter was a very brave man.
但是彼得很刚强吗？
But was Peter strong?
我们看到这里彼得的勇敢是血气的勇敢。
We can see that the bravery of Peter demonstrated here is merely of the flesh.
不是属灵的刚强。
It does not represent or it has nothing to do with his spiritual strength.
所以你看跳了三节之后
Three verses later,
到了十五节
Verse 15,
12节到14节耶稣被抓。
And from verse 12 to 14, Jesus was taken.
然后到了16节
And verse 16,
彼得站在门外。
And Jesus stood outside the door.
大祭司所认识那个门徒出来看见彼得的使女说了一声就领彼得进去了。
And so, in verse, the high priest came back and spoke to the girl on duty there and brought Peter in.
17节
Verse 17.
那门看门的使女对彼得说你不也是跟他的门徒吗？
And the girl says, you are not one of his disciples, are you?
彼得说我不是的。
He replied, I am not.
你看前面彼得动刀要砍要杀这个大祭司的门徒。
Just moments ago, Peter drew his sword and he wanted to defend Jesus and even chop off the right ear of one of the servants.
过了几分钟人说你不是他的门徒我不认识他。
Moments later, people said, aren't you the disciple of Jesus? He said, no, I'm not.
彼得很勇敢但是很脆弱。
He was brave, but yet he was fragile.
玻璃杯啊最硬。
And a glass cup, it's very hard.
塑胶杯你一按有时候会弯啊。
And a plastic cup, if you press it, it may change shape.
玻璃杯不会弯啊。
But the glass cup would never change shape.
但是塑胶杯掉在地上拿起来还是塑胶杯可以喝水啊。
But if you drop a plastic cup on the floor, you can still use it again.
那如果玻璃杯掉在地上呛了一声你拿起来还可以喝吗？
But if you drop the glass cup on the floor and you heard a count sound, you know you can't use it again.
掉下去就破掉了。
Because it drops on the floor and you'll be broken.
所以啊，血气的勇敢并不等于刚强。
So physical or fleshly bravery does not represent internal strength.
这个就是彼得的转变。
And here is another transformation of Peter.
刚刚开始他表现很勇敢。
In the beginning, he seems very brave.
其实那是属血气的。
But those are physical bravery.
不是真的属灵的。
It has nothing to do with his spiritual strength.
后来主耶稣升天以后。
But after Jesus' ascension,
我们看彼得真的勇敢。
We can see the true bravery of Peter.
你要看使徒行传第二章，整个犹太教的势力已经包围耶路撒冷城。
In Acts chapter 2, the entire the Orthodox Jews has already surrounded Jerusalem.
几十天前他们刚刚把主耶稣在耶路撒冷城外的各个他钉十字架。
It was just several tens days ago, these people had crucified Jesus on the cross.
现在你敢传福音吗？
So how dare you preaching the gospel?
1981年我们教会派传道人到非洲去传道。
In 1981, our church sent a minister to Africa to preach.
后来被抢了。
And he was robbed.
被谁抢？被警察抢了。
He was robbed by the police.
一年啊，实在我们没有那个勇敢去啊。
So for an entire year, we did not have the courage to go to Africa again.
83年我第一次去。
1983, we went there again.
看到警察都怕怕的，赶快躲。
So when if we see a policeman on the street, we'll try to run away.
好，所以用这个情况，我再来想那个五旬节那一天的这个情况。
So when I think about that picture, and then I think about what's happening on the day of Pentecost.
40天前，耶稣在这里被抓、被打、被戴荆棘冠冕、被拿出去钉十字架。
So 40 days ago, Lord Jesus was crucified and was beaten. By the same crowd.
门徒好害怕都躲到楼房里面的门锁起来。
And all the disciples were scared and they locked themselves up in the room.
忽然间五旬节到了天上有响声下来。
But on the day of Pentecost, a great noise came from heaven.
神的能力大有能力降在他们身上神的灵。
And the power of God came mightily with the Spirit of God.
他们被圣灵充满。
They were filled with Holy Spirit.
把门打开来。
So they opened up the doors.
出去传道。
Went on and preached the gospel.
你们所钉死的耶稣已经复活了。
They said, the Jesus who we have crucified is now arose.
他就是救主。
He is the Savior.
那这个彼得这样一讲啊，等于指责你们是罪人，因为你们把耶稣钉十字架。
And of course, this is an indirect proclamation of their faults because they're the one who crucified Jesus.
他就是救主。
Jesus is the Savior.
但是被你们钉十字架。
But he was crucified.
你们流无辜人的血。
You have shed the blood of the innocent.
哪里来的胆量啊？
Where did he get this kind of courage?
否定耶稣的人忽然之间来见证耶稣复活。
The same person who previously denied Jesus, but now bear witness of Jesus' resurrection.
时间来一点哦，小朋友不要摇铃哦。为什么他有这个胆量？
Please ignore the bell. Why did he have this kind of courage?
就是从神来的。
This is from God.
这个叫做属灵的勇敢。
And this is the spiritual courage.
所以今天我们在信仰生活上，有时候我们发现有的人很勇敢。
So today in our spiritual life, we can see some people are very courageous.
但是很可惜，这个勇敢是属血气的。
But this kind of courage more often is from flesh.
那这个属血气的勇敢常常带给人更大的纷争。
And sometimes these physical courage will bring more chaos to the congregation.
但是只有属灵的这种坚强。才能够真正带给整个教会的进步。
But only spiritual strength, can progress the church.
耶稣软弱吗
？Was Jesus weak?
你看耶稣被抓，一个人这样安静的像一头羔羊。耶稣软弱吗
？You can see that when Jesus was captured, he did not defend himself.
看起来他很软弱。
It seems that Jesus was a coward.
但是耶稣是最刚强的一个人。
But we know that Jesus is the strongest of them all.
被骂不还口
，and people rebuke him. He did not defend himself.
被害不说威吓的话。
And he was persecuted and mocked and slandered, but he did not talk back.
自将自己交托公义的主。
And he put himself at the hands of the righteous God.
今天有哪一个人受委屈不会发怨言
？Today, how many of us would allow others to take advantage of us and would not fight back?
有哪一个人受苦不会发怨言
？How many of us would not complain? If you're suffering.
如果一个人受委屈受苦不会发怨，他就是真正的刚强人。
If a person would not talk back and defend himself when people are taking advantage of him or slandering or mocking him, then he is truly a strong person.
但是你很难找到啊。
How many of these type of people can you find?
我常常发现周围的人在 gossip.
We always find people gossiping.
就是受委屈。
Because you feel that, you know, someone took advantage of you.
我这么好，他误会我。
Oh, I work so hard, I'm so good, but he misunderstood me.
我这样，我做对了，他欺负我。
I'm doing the right thing, and this he is absolutely wrong.
所以我们会讲出来，因为我们是人啊。
So we'll speak out to the others because we're human beings.
但是有一天，当我们从神得到属灵的刚强
，But one day once we receive the spiritual strength from God,
我们就跟主耶稣一样
，We'll be like Lord Jesus.
被钉在十字架上。
Hung on the cross,
没有一句怨言
yet no words of complaint.
不但没有一句怨言
not only no words of complaint.
我们能够求神赦免他，因为他们所做，他们不知道。
We could pray for those who persecute us, for they do not know what they're doing.
这是一种属灵的改变
and this is a spiritual transformation.
这个叫做信仰的成长
and this is identifying the spiritual growth.
这是我们所要追求的
and this is what we should learn from.
你看摩西四十岁的时候。
Moses at the age of 40,
他很有信心
and he was full of faith.
所以他很勇敢
so he was also courageous.
王宫里面练出来身体大概不错
and perhaps he has martial art trainings in the palace.
看到一个埃及人在欺负以色列百姓
so he saw the Egyptians beating up one of his brothers.
他想这么大胆啊，你敢欺负我的百姓
so he said, "How dare you, beating up one of my brothers?"
就动手把那个埃及人打死
so he killed the Egyptian instead.
摩西大概没有学过武功啊。
And Moses probably doesn't know martial art.
但是他可以把埃及人打死。
But he was good enough to kill the Egyptians.
身体不错。
So we can see that he is quite strong.
也很勇敢。
And he's very courageous.
但是后来啊这个以色列百姓啊他们在吵架他要去排解。
And then later on, he saw two of his brothers arguing, and he tried to be the peacemaker.
那有一个人就说你也要打我们跟你在打那个埃及人一样。
And one of the persons said, are you gonna kill us like the way you killed the Egyptian?
哇摩西发现他打埃及人被知道了。
And then he realized that everyone knows about that he killed an Egyptian.
这个如果传到王的耳朵里面，大概他被抓在处死了。
And if king knows about this, perhaps he'll be executed.
摩西就溜啊，开溜啊。
And so Moses ran away.
他不是很勇敢，可打埃及人，现在怎么开溜呢？
Wasn't he very brave and courageous, even killing Egyptians? So where is he now? He ran away.
其实他很脆弱。
But actually, he was very fragile.
那个勇敢是血气的。
That kind of courage and strength are physical.
不是属灵的。
Not spiritual.
所以他想要用这种属血气、这种属肉体的这种勇敢来救以色列百姓是打不是行不通的啦。
So it's impossible for him to rely on his physical courage and strength to deliver the Israelites.
如果你想想看哦，那个时候神就用摩西去带领以色列人就出埃及。
Think about it. If that time God would use Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
现在跟大家跟着他走了。
So everyone's following Moses.
到红海过不去了。
So now they're Red Sea.
哇，大家就开始埋怨摩西。
And people start complaining against Moses.
你想摩西又怎么做？
What do you think that Moses would do?
我没有收你一分钱，你还埋怨我出来，单挑。
Moses and say, well, I'm doing this free of charge. How dare you complain about me? Let's have a duel.
可能就在那里打起来了。
And maybe he'll fight with whoever complained.
摩西在旷野里面，好多人拿石头要打他。
In many incidents, people want to stone Moses.
如果40岁的摩西啊，可能在那边就打起来了。
And Moses, the age of 40, probably would try to fight against whoever go against him.
但是他这样能够做什么？
But what can he accomplish?
能够把以色列百姓带进迦南吗？
Would he be able to deliver the Israelites out of Egypt and the land of Canaan? Not possible.
但是40年旷野就是一直熬炼。
But 40 years of training in the wilderness.
要当他脱胎换骨变新人。
So that he can transform to be a new person.
变成个属灵人。
Became a spiritual being.
有属灵的刚强。
With spiritual strength.
没有属血气的勇敢。
And has no physical courage.
所以80岁神就拣选摩西。
So age of 80, God chose Moses.
摩西说：“我是什么人？我怎么能够去呢？”
And Moses said, "Who I am? Who am I? I can't do it."
我要跟你同在。
But the Lord says, "I will be with you."
结果他很勇敢。
And he was very courageous.
在旷野这么多困难啊
！Encountered so many difficulties in the wilderness.
他没有倒下去。
He has never fallen.
一直带着以色列百姓往前走。
Steadfastly, he held on and he led the Israelites marching forward.
对，这个就是跟彼得的改变一样。
And this is the same as the transformation of Peter.
从属血气变成属灵。
From what previously belonged to the flesh, but now belongs to the spirit.
所以今天我们在教会里面，大家要刚强。
So today we should be strengthened.
但是不要刚硬。
But do not be hard.
刚硬是属血气的。
Whoever is hard, that means that belongs to the flesh.
刚强是属灵的。
But inner strength is of the spirit.
大家要刚强，圣功压下来，你不怕。
You have the inner strength, that means even the labor and the hard work of church is on your shoulders, you can still take it.
靠着神，没有一件事情做不来的。
For it is, nothing is impossible for God.
所以大家要刚强。
So we should have strength.
但是不要刚硬。
But do not be hard or critical.
这个刚硬啊，一旦工作一下来做不好，开始埋怨人，东指责西指责。
If you're a hard and a critical person, the moment something goes wrong, you start criticizing, blaming people.
那个就是脆弱的表现。
And that is a sign of weakness.
我们需要追求属灵的更新成长。
We want to pursue spiritual renewal and growth.
从属血气的刚硬变成属灵的刚强。
And changing from physical hardness to spiritual strength.
这个就是从圣灵浇灌来的。
And that is from the downpouring of the power of the Holy Spirit.
这个就是彼得的成长跟改变。
And that is Peter's transformation and growth.
就是我们要追求的。
Which is what we should pursue after.
我们下午来继续。
And we'll continue with this topic this afternoon.